The successes, I'm sad to say, have been outnumbered by the failures. When you tackle the hunt for a lost object on land or sea, you quickly learn that the odds against finding it are far steeper than your chances of winning at a Las Vegas roulette table. To look for a shipwreck is at best a crapshoot, and to launch and fund a search, it helps to be either the headmaster of the village idiot school, or else the kind of stubborn lunatic who tries to walk through walls simply because they're in the way. I probably fall into the latter group. The defeats are frustrating, but the occasional successes inspire us to sail onward. Some of them we've described in the first Sea Hunters. Some of them are in this audiobook, though they're not all successes, as you'll discover. But probably the most satisfying one of all was the discovery of the Confederate submarine Hunley and her heroic crew, hidden in the silt of Charleston, South Carolina. I was convinced she had to be there, even though several numerous search expeditions had failed to find her, and I simply refused to give up. The story of her discovery was told in the first Sea Hunters. After running 1,154 miles of search lanes, dragging a magnetometer sensor, an anomaly that indicated the mass and dimensions of the Hunley was finally discovered. Marine surveyor Ralph Wilbanks and marine archaeologists Wes Hall and Harry Pecorelli III then excavated and made a positive identification of the long-lost sub.